Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Hello, hello, my loves. Welcome back to the Balanced Blonde Podcast, Soul on Fire. I am so honored to have all my favorite people listening today. Wherever you are one of my favorite people because you're here. So whether you're new to the show because you are excited about today's guest, Amanda Chantal Bacon, which I'm really excited to have her on, or whether you're part of the Soul on Fire tribe and you've been listening for a long time, I just wanted to thank you for being here. I feel so honored and lucky to have the most amazing listeners out there. So today's guest, Amanda Chantal Bacon, is someone who I've been pretty much obsessed with for so many years. I find her to be so inspiring. Ever since she opened her first location of Moon Juice in Venice in, what year was it? 8 years ago, whenever that was, 8 years ago from now, it's like 2011. So I was in college at LMU, which is only about like 3 miles from the Venice location. I remember stumbling upon it and just feeling like I had absolutely struck gold because I had never experienced a place that was so healthy and high vibe and in alignment with everything that I was becoming super interested in when it came to health and wellness. I think actually my first ever juice cleanse was done at Moon Juice with their green juices and their almond milk at the end of the day for some protein. That's way back when I was like 20 years old. And I was just so excited to discover something so wellness minded in LA, not far from my college. And now there are juice bars and wellness cafes all over the place. But at the time, that was a very forward thinking business. And Amanda was totally at the forefront of all of this and ahead of the curve. So Moon Juice is just next level. It's one of my favorite places to this day. They have their Venice location, they have West Hollywood, and they have Silver Lake. But also, if you're not local to LA, you can check out Moon Juice's website, shop adaptogens and all different things. They have so many different products out now. We talk in this episode about Amanda's favorites. There is one in particular that lowers cortisol by 24%. So right after she mentioned it in this episode, I obviously ran out and purchased it, and I've been using it and need it in my life and all these amazing things. You probably know Moon Juice from their dusts, which are sold all over the place. Sex dust, power dust, brain dust, beauty dust, which is a mix of adaptogens and superfoods, super herbs. They have spirit dust, dream dust. And when I close my eyes and think of like the most ideal brand, I think of Moon Juice. They have everything from beautiful aesthetic to such healing properties in their products. and just a really, really good vibe. And that vibe completely comes from Amanda. She's amazing. So definitely check out everything on moonjuice.com. You don't have to be local to LA to order. They ship all over the place. And then they have their three shops here in LA. And I'm obsessed with everything on their menu. If you do go to one of their shops, something that I absolutely love is their deep chocolate. It's like this protein drink, and you can get it as a smoothie, which is my favorite thing to do. It's called Deep Chocolate Force. It has activated almonds, coconut nectar, cacao, maca, cinnamon, shilajit, which I recently learned is a superfood that helps you feel grounded, which is probably why I really need it, because I often feel really all over the place and not grounded. Reishi, Mikuna, and pink salt. So many good things. Amanda is a super high vibe person. We talk about her human design. We talk about her astrology. We talk about her inspiration to start Moon Juice, her creative process, building a team, being a mom twice over. Now she's pregnant. She's due so soon with a baby girl. And her story is just so beautiful, and I cannot wait for you guys to hear it. She's such an expander for me, and I feel like I've been saying that a lot lately with my guests. Jesse last week, Amanda this week, Nicolette a few weeks ago, and I think that's just a testament to the fact that having this podcast is such the perfect thing for me to have as a part of my life and my brand, because I've been able to meet so many incredible people who've inspired me to just continue creating and continue on this path of kind of just making my own career out of something that I was never told could be a career or anything of the sort. But I definitely love where Amanda has taken her life and her brand. And I know that you guys will be so in love with everything we talk about here in this episode. So before we dive in, I would like to thank our sponsor for today's show. So it's really fitting that we're talking about superfoods and adaptogens and medicinal properties, because Four Sigmatic is my favorite mushroom coffee company. So I started drinking mushroom coffee back when I realized that actual coffee, my beloved cold brew, was spiking my cortisol and giving me anxiety and making me feel incredibly jittery all the time. So I switched over to mushroom coffee, and I went right to Four Sigmatic because they are the best on the market. And I'm lucky enough to be local to LA, where they're also local. So I've gotten a chance to meet the founder, Taro, and have him on the podcast and visit their cute little shop on Abbot Kinney. And I just incorporate Four Sigmatic into my life every single day. So mushroom coffee with lion's mane and cordyceps is my favorite. Oh, actually, it's lion's mane and chaga, and then the cordyceps is a different one. So there's a bunch of different options. Jonathan loves the cordyceps and chaga. I love the lion's mane and chaga, and they'll just give you different properties of alertness and energy and higher brain function, and it just feels really good. So you can go to foursigmatic.com/blonde to check out the special offer that I have for you guys. You can also shop all my favorites there on foursigmatic.com. The special offer is 15% off. Super excited to offer that to you guys, because I do think everyone needs these products in their life. Some of my other favorite products are Reishi, which I like to take before I go to bed, mushroom hot cacao, because I'm such a chocolate girl, and I do love chaga by itself, which I just mix with a bunch of different other things, usually like flax milk and carob powder, and sometimes some coconut butter to make myself a really delicious kind of like dessert-like elixir to start the day. Sometimes I'll pop in a date because I love dates and the sweetness that they bring. So definitely check out foursigmatic.com/blonde, shop around, use that 15% off with the code BLONDE. And if you want to learn more about medicinal mushrooms, you can listen to the episode that I did with Taro, the founder of Four Sigmatic, on this podcast. So thank you, Four Sigmatic, for sponsoring. Now let's head into this episode with the beautiful Amanda Chantal Bacon. Amanda, I'm so happy that you're here. Like I told you before you came over, I've been such a fan of Moon Juice forever. I mean, what year did you guys open in Venice?
It's been almost 8 years now.
Yeah, so it would have been 8 years ago that I stumbled into Moon Juice. I was in college at LMU, so kind of like right up the street from Venice. And there weren't, as you know, that many health little cute cafes or juice bars or anything at that time. And I was obsessed, of course, I have been for a long time, with health and wellness and all things that would make me feel good. So when I found Moon Juice right across the street from Cafe Gratitude, I was so excited and would drive there all the time. So seeing you guys completely just expand and grow and pop up all over the place in the last 8 years has been so inspiring. And I just want to commend you for everything that you've built.
Thank you. It's always nice to get that feedback. I think when you're in the eye of the storm, you lose perspective. And I'm very much still in the eye of the storm. So
totally.
So nice to have outside perspective. Thank you.
Of course. I know. It's that weird thing where it's very hard for us to see what we're creating and building and the impact we're having when we're inside of it, like you're saying.
Yeah.
But you're impacting so many people.
Thank you.
Just for everyone listening, so they know, you now have multiple locations, you have a book, you have a brand that's available worldwide, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
And what else am I missing?
Well, I think that sums it up. I mean, there's details within it. But the nice thing is that if you want one of our products, save the, you know, the raw juice and milk, if you want us, you can find us easily.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
Yeah.
That is so exciting. So I'm curious, because we talk a lot about this on the podcast, human design and like sun signs, all that kind of stuff. Do you know what your human design is?
You know, I've had so many people ask me, and then somebody was like, you must take the quiz.
Yes.
You must take the quiz. You read the book. I need to know. And I think mine was a combination.
Okay.
I didn't get heavily into it, but manifester combined with something.
Oh, right. So if you're a combination, you'd be a manifesting generator. Because that's actually the only combo.
Yes, so that's what it was.
There's five types. There's manifestor, generator, reflector, projector, manifesting generator.
Yeah.
I can see that for you.
You can probably school me on what that means. I took the quiz and satisfied someone's curiosity.
Totally. Well, everybody wanted to know when I said that you were coming on.
That's amazing.
And I always want to know when I meet someone, because especially someone who's so inspiring and has built something so impactful and something that's, I just see is incredible. What you've built with Moon Juice. I'm like, what's your human design? We need to know like how you function in this world. So human design is your energy type. So it's how your energy communicates with the world and relates to the world. So as a manifesting generator, you are powered by your own motor, and the manifestor part of you can bring to life whatever it is that your wildest dreams dream of. And that's totally what you've done.
Fantastic.
Yeah. And then generators, which is part of you too, are very good leaders, very good team builders. They have this just inner motor driving them at all times. So
yes.
I don't know if you like require a lot of rest and downtime. Would you?
Well, I think you and I, you know, we're just speaking about it. And that makes sense. I think, you know, my mind is already going to, oh, manifestor generator sounds so nice. What's the shadow side of that?
Yeah,
and totally. I think we're just speaking of the shadow side of that, which is, yes, there is the motor that's going in there at all times. And I think, and I may embody some of the physical manifestation of that. There's outwardly what you can see and what Moon Juice has brought to life and my personal life. You know, we're sitting here and I'm 7 months pregnant now. So things are definitely generating, things are manifesting. But I've really had to learn how to work with that physically and emotionally. And it has shown up for me as autoimmune. That left out of check really ran rampant, and was working on shutting my body down and making me sick. And, you know, we were just speaking of knowing that about yourself and physically retraining yourself and mentally retraining yourself so that you don't generate to the point of disintegration.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that downtime is so important for everyone, even someone who's a manifesting generator who really can go out there in the world and generate energy for others. Someone like me, who's a reflector, I actually don't have that generator inside of me. I need to be around other people to experience that type of energy. And I also require a ton of downtime and rest, which I'm learning to give myself, which is what we were speaking about before. But yeah, it's good that you note that, because everyone, no matter the type, no matter the way they exchange energy, has to be so mindful of how do we interact with the world and what can we do for ourselves and remain as stress-free as possible, which I think is also where your products come in, because Moon Juice, full of adaptogens for everyone who might not know, people who are listening, that kind of stuff really helps balance our mood, stable us, hormones. So I'm curious, how did you get interested and passionate about adaptogens and all these amazing superfoods?
Yeah, I mean, it was really just self-preservation. And being diagnosed with an autoimmune condition, it was Hashimoto's, and being told at a young age, you know, I was in my early 20s, I should have been fertile, I should have been full of energy. That is when we're told we should be in our prime. And I certainly was not menstruating. I didn't seem to have control over my energy or weight at times. None of it made sense. And, you know, just hearing from allopathic medicine, oh, this is a condition and this is what it'll be like for the rest of your life. And that's that. And that didn't resonate as true for me. And so really diving deeply into different modalities of healing, different ways of understanding what the condition was, what brought it on, what the root cause was, where it lived in my body. And so through all of that, you know, I really came to, at the heart of it is stress. Really at the heart of most disease out there, or discomfort or disconnection, is some type of stress in the mind, which goes into the body. And so there are different things that I use daily to really keep stress in check. But my champions have been adaptogens. These plants that go in and really do help your body find homeostasis. And it was enough so that by taking these plants, you know, really in the beginning, it was just taking these plants daily. And I would put them in smoothies. That's how I had them. It was enough to change my blood and hormone panels. It was enough to bring my moon cycle back. It was enough to have my body snap back into the shape that I knew it was meant to be and not be waterlogged. Mm-hmm. And that was really incredible. And I think, you know, for me, seeing the science, seeing the facts, seeing the blood and hormone panel radically different within 6 to 8 weeks.
Wow, that's quick.
Yeah, was really enough for me to get on the path and learn everything I could. And pushed me to really, you know, hearing from other people and seeing other people were experiencing this and that you don't need to go on synthetic drugs. And it doesn't have to be a life sentence. Yeah. So yeah, that was quite some time ago.
Right. So interesting. Your own health journey led you down this path, which I love because I do believe when we get sick, it's our greatest gift and we need to listen to the universe, whatever it is, pushing us. Like that is a gift, even though it can be so hard. It can be so hard to not feel like yourself, feel sick, have no control over your energy. So that's incredible that you were introduced to adaptogens. What was the journey like from there to eventually creating Moon Juice?
Yeah, I mean, it's so true what you say. I don't know who I'd be without that experience. Which it takes time to be able to say something like that. Mm-hmm. You know, it does take time to have faith in the process and to live a little on the shores and have that reprieve so that you really can. It's a luxury to be able to reflect back and totally. Say, oh, that was one of the most awful things that ever happened. I completely lost myself. I don't know who I'd be without that. And I can really say that physically, but you know, the physical body falling apart once dealing with the fire that was there immediately, it really does force you to go into the emotional body and the spiritual body. And, you know, what's out of harmony there that the physical body is reflecting that back to you. And I don't know that I ever would have found the connection and peace and faith that my physical body needs and thrives on, you know, that feeling of safety and peace that comes from within and also from outside of us. Yeah, I don't know who I'd be without that. It was it was my body that led me to it.
Yeah, totally. And I can totally agree that when your physical body is falling apart, turning inward, like you're saying, the emotional body, the spiritual body is everything you have. Because if you don't have control over how you feel on the physical, then getting in touch with the why and the root and the inside is such a gift. And I feel like it also gives you those answers that you need for the physical. So meditation, I mean, drawing inward, all those different ways, I find it becomes so simple. Your body just tells you, hey, you need some rest. Or, hey, try out nutrition and adaptogens and plants and this, that. At least in my journey, that's been so clear. Where getting sick with Lyme has drawn me back to plants. And that was always a passion of mine. Like I said, I was in college, driving to Moon Juice, driving to Cafe Gratitude. But I kind of lost my way after that a little while. And I don't know, long story. Convinced myself maybe plants weren't all so powerful as I thought they were. And then my body got so sick to tell me, yes, they are. And I'm so grateful. So yeah, that journey is so inspiring to hear you say that. So then, did you know you wanted to create a business based off of all of this?
Well, you know, I was a chef and I was working in restaurants.
Were you like vegetarian chef, healthy chef, or just a chef?
Just like California cuisine. So it was all farmer's market. I mean, my passion really being fruits and vegetables always since I was a child. You know, some people love animals, some people love plants, mm-hmm. some people love fruits and vegetables. So that was very much my language. And my husband's a musician, and I see how he is with sound. I really see that that's his language, that's his gift, that's what he's communing with in this world. Like, I've always felt that way about plants, in particular, edible plants. Mm-hmm. In particular, medicinal plants. But, you know, I think fruits and vegetables speak to me in the same way medicinal plants do. So there is a real language and an energy there that I was always drawn to. So I was in restaurants and went to culinary school and worked with great chefs and had my health crisis really flare up again while in kitchens. And so everyone thought I was nuts, but I really made the decision to not go open another restaurant and do that, but to really get out there and do something that, one, I wanted for myself. I wanted green juice. I wanted organic, really strong, incredible green juice every day. And it was really a full-time job.
Right.
Taking care of myself.
It is, isn't it?
It really is. And I wanted sprouted nut milk every day. And I didn't want to have to buy the adaptogens anymore. I wanted to buy them in bulk. And so I really did set the first moon juice up as, well, this may completely fail, but I know that I'll be feeding myself. And I would actually rather spend my time building something that's going to take care of me and take care of a small group of people that may be in the same position, then go work somewhere, build something else, make some amount of money, and then spend all of my free time and money on making these esoteric things mm-hmm. for myself by myself. I was like, organizationally, that just didn't make sense.
Right.
It was like, why? I'm living two split lives. Why? So I went out on a limb. And opened a tiny place in Venice. And it really was. And, you know, in the process, a week after signing the lease, I found out I was pregnant.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Which was really, it was very overwhelming. There was no question in my mind. It was my child. Mm-hmm. He was coming. I was not in a marriage. I was not in a relationship that felt cozy or healthy or sustainable. So I had my eyes wide open about, you know, what that most likely meant. And it was terrifying. It was terrifying leaving a career and opening up. There wasn't a juice shop. There was Beverly Hills Juice. But this is a concept now that, you know, is almost like a coffee bar concept. You know, it works. If you do it well, it works. I just had no idea. And then was pregnant and had no idea what that was going to be like. And had no idea what it was going to be like to be a single mother. And I was in my 20s.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have a new sponsor on the show that I am so over the moon about because I have been shopping their activewear for a while now, and the sponsor is Sweaty Betty. I'm sure a lot of you are familiar with their absolutely adorable activewear. They've been shaking up the women's activewear market for 20 years, and their mission is to empower women through fitness and beyond. So before I tell you why they're my favorite, why their stuff is so comfy, why I haven't been able to take it off and pretty much never take it off because it's so comfy and amazing, I want you to know that you can go to sweatybetty.com /podcast and use my code BLONDE, that's BLONDE, to receive 20% off your purchase of full priced items. So something that you guys have to get if you go to sweatybetty.com/podcast and use the code BLONDE to get 20% off is the power legging. That is the one thing from Sweaty Betty that I literally have been wearing every single day. I'm wearing it right now. It's so comfortable. It's so versatile. It's so cute. They're basically completely addictive. You cannot just have one pair because you'll want to wear it all the time. The Power Legging is their best-selling legging, and they've won all different sorts of awards. They're actually cute, so you can wear them to a yoga class, but you can also wear them out and about. They're engineered to sculpt, support, and stretch, and they're meant for all different sports. They're nice, moisture wicking, and they do pass the squat test, just for people who are wondering. And people can wear them for years. So if you buy them now, you can still be wearing them 5 years from now. They're high quality. They actually last. They're just super top quality in the market, and they make a statement. They have an all-female design team. And every single piece from Sweaty Betty is tested by in-house athletes. So you know, these clothes are actually designed to move. They're a family-owned business, which I love, love, love. You guys know that I love to support family-owned businesses. The founder, Tamara, opened her first shop in Notting Hill, London in 1998 after she was shocked to find that women's sportswear was pretty uninspiring and didn't have as many cute options as she wanted. So you'll kind of notice Sweaty Betty has so many different cute prints and styles and colors, and that's because that is what she was inspired to make. So head to sweatybetty.com/podcast, use my code BLONDE for 20% off to receive your discount on your purchase of full priced items. I hope that you guys enjoy and absolutely love what you get. Get the power legging. It's amazing. Enjoy. Now let's head back into this episode with Amanda. So you're birthing two things at once, your business and your son. That must have been a pretty hectic time.
It was.
How did you cope? How did you keep moving forward?
Well, there were moments where I was just really scared. I was writing this morning, just answering some press questions about how I thought I had changed professionally and personally in the last 8 years. And for some reason, I really did just sit with that question over a cup of tea this morning, really let it sink in. And I had to walk through a lot of fear. And certainly the opening of Moon Juice and the birth of my son, who's 7 and a half now, was really scary. It really was walking through fire. And, you know, there's something to just waking up every day. No matter how scared you are, you just walk through the day. You just do the best that you can do. And you don't quit. And 8 years later, you know, you can look back on it and not be afraid. And I think that is the most striking contrast, is during that time, there was a lot of fear. And I think that, you know, life has conditioned me, and there's so much more to learn, and there's so much more still to let go of. But I can say with confidence that really 8 years later, being still running this business, still feeling like it's a startup, still having days where I don't know how we're going to accomplish what we need to accomplish, being pregnant again, like there are many of the same situations, and I have a greater faith, and I've let a lot of the fear go.
That's so beautiful. Wow. What a journey you've had.
Yeah.
So you opened the first Moon Juice in Venice, which is so cute. And everyone listening, if you haven't been there, you gotta go. It's just like such a little, such a good cozy vibe.
This is having a little makeover.
Oh, is it?
In the next few weeks, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
In what way?
We're gonna come in and redesign it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I realized I was like, oh, I must really like just demoing that space while pregnant.
Right. Seriously. Like, that's like
8 years later, just doing cycle. It again.
How yeah. funny.
It is my cycle with that space.
Yeah. I can't wait to see it. So then what was the process like then deciding to open the next location, which was West Hollywood or
Silver Lake? Yeah. We became so busy. There wasn't room to press juice in the back anymore.
Wow.
We just couldn't hold the
fruit. That's when you know you're busy.
And the veg back there anymore. It was a madhouse. And so we had to open a commissary. And to open a commissary, we needed another store to support. Yeah. And Silver Lake came out of that. That was the next step. And then we had, you know, our dust explosion. Mm-hmm. And that really took off. And these were the blends that we were using in shop, in smoothies, and making tonics out of. And we started shipping those nationally. And stores wanted to carry them. And so really built infrastructure to start doing that and got that underway. And that was happening. And then opened our third shop. I guess it opened its doors about 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. Probably like 4 years in the making.
Wow. The yeah. one in West Hollywood?
Yeah.
So you have three.
Three shops, yeah.
Nice.
Three shops and a lot of our business is actually online now.
Right. Your website is amazing. I was just looking before you came over and there's all the recipes and the shop. It's like so many options. It's beautiful. I don't usually look at the website because I can just come into the stores, but I see how the online business has grown for you yeah. for sure. So how did you set up that infrastructure as someone who's passionate about plants and adaptogens? Like, how do you do the whole business side?
Yeah. Well, I guess there must be some part of me that does have that hustle.
Right.
I think it's in my blood a little bit.
You are a manifesting generator as well.
I am a manifesting generator.
And when's your birthday?
April 8th.
Okay, so you're an
Aries.
Aries. Okay.
I'm an Aries, Scorpio rising, which I feel like if there are any Scorp risings out there, I feel you. I hear you. We're like psychically yeah. connecting right
totally.
Now.
Totally. Scorpio is so powerful. I mean, I have Scorpio somewhere in my chart. I just learned some deep in my chart that has to do with business and the way that I like career, that yeah. kind of stuff. That surprised me because mostly I'm very airy. I have like a super airy chart. Libra, Aquarius rising.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Yeah.
So you're an Aquarian moon, which kind of like calms things down.
I see that.
I think the Aries and the Scorpio is just like yikes.
You power through.
If I did not have that Aquarian moon,
yeah,
I think I'd probably look very different.
I think so too. Yeah, that balances you because you're so grounded. Like I found myself wondering all of that when you walked in, like what's her sign and what's all of your chart, because you're such a grounded person. That's something I admire a lot. I'm very, like I said, airy. It's very hard for me to come down to earth and like be here.
But life has also grounded me. It's interesting. It was another thing I was thinking about this morning. And I think It is the Aries. It is. It's that fire. It's the like on mission every day. Let's do this. There's always been that in there. But left to my own devices, it gets way out there. Having a child, having a business with almost 100 employees, having another baby growing inside of me, having a very grounded Taurus husband, like having these things built in around me. This is definitely a period of my life where I am just like grounded, on schedule. Every day of my life is scheduled. And it keeps me in this space.
Yeah.
I definitely crave the etheric. Please, can't I just meditate and then totally. Go like get lost in the woods today and go to the beach tomorrow? I would love that.
Right.
I just want to read a book.
Totally. But you're in this mode, like you said, of like there's so much happening. So the business side of things then has been enjoyable for you. Would you say?
You know, I like anything, it's a relationship. They're highs and lows. I think anyone who's running a business and truly in it every day that just says like, it's dreamy. It's a walk in the park. Like I think they're lying. Don't listen to them.
Yeah, they must be.
or lying to themselves, yeah. Which might actually be like a good way to go about it. It's intense. There are triumphant moments. I would say the triumph doesn't last too long. Because as soon as you hit a mark, it's like, well, great, that needed to happen anyway. But on to the next. So there are moments of tracking, charting your course and being on track. And then there are just moments of you're not where you want to be fast enough.
Yeah.
You know, and getting up every day and coming up against the same thing and tirelessly going at it. And, you know, in my case, I'm going at it with a team. And we're a great team. It's a great team of predominantly females. I'd say all of my executives that I work with were all women.
That's awesome.
And everyone's hardworking and everyone's really smart and they're just in it.
How did you grow your team?
That has been a long and winding path. I'm really happy about where I am now. And it's taken almost 8 years to get here.
Wow.
Yeah. And we have room for more, you know? Got an incredible A team and we still need to grow. Mm-hmm. We need more of these rock stars.
Absolutely. So when it comes to growing your team, do you feel like has that been a hard part of the process? Like, I'm sure there's been such a learning curve with finding the right fit.
Yes, it's been the hardest. And I think within any business, it doesn't matter what you're doing. At the end of the day, it really does come back to your team. It doesn't matter how good your idea is. It doesn't matter how unique you are. It really, at the end of the day, it's just your team and who you can attract and who you can retain and how you motivate and how you keep people in the game and having those people come to you. It takes time. It's like having to find your soulmate.
Right.
100 times over.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that is quite the job.
Yeah.
It's amazing that you have a team that you love that is everything.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
I'm really curious about, because everything about Moon Juice is so aesthetically beautiful and like, I can tell that it's come from such a deeply inspired place. So where do you come up with your ideas? Do you have a creative process for how you come up with everything that you've created, from the products to the branding to all of it?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, really the products come from what I want, what I need. If there's someone doing something out there in the world perfectly and it's serving me, then I don't make that. But it really does come from what I want and need. And then the aesthetics of the brand, you know, I think initially where I was there in that shop and designing tiles and putting boulders in the ground and bringing in plants from my house. And that's really evolved into a creative team that we have at Moon Juice now that I work closely with. But I've got now a creative director who she and I really speak the same language. And so again, it's like that finding your soulmate over and over again in each department. So that's still something that, you know, I'm so heavily involved in. But there's really a team that brings labels that right. are like stunning and gorgeous. And it's yes, 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 and slight tweaks here and there. But it's been an evolution.
Yeah, I bet. And how did you come up with the name Moon Juice?
Oh, that came in a moment when I was ready to let everything go. It was so hard getting it open and I couldn't find the juicer. And it was just like, oh my God, I feel like the energy is not here. This isn't meant to happen. There was another name. I was trying to come up with a logo with an artist. Like nothing was right. And I was out in San Francisco early one morning and the moon was still out there and the name really dropped in. And I was like, well, that actually feels like a yes.
Yes.
That feels like there's some communication from something somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a yes. And there was some flow around that.
Beautiful. I love the name. It's so fitting.
Yeah.
So of all of your products, do you have a favorite or something that you couldn't live without every single day?
Super You. There are adaptogenic capsules. And I take them every day.
What's in them?
It's ashwagandha, shatavari, rhodiola, and amla.
And how does it make you feel?
Well, you know, it's one of the products that we actually have clinicals on. Clinically, scientifically, it reduces your cortisol by at least 24%.
I need to be taking this every day.
So that's huge.
What?
And then there's the cascade of everything that happens within your brain, within your nervous system, in your endocrine system, skin, hair, mood, sleep cycles. Everything is really dictated.
Wow. Cortisol is huge.
Yeah.
I mean, so many of us suffer from spiked cortisol.
Yes.
Just every
most
type
people
of
do
hormone imbalance. Yeah. Oh my gosh, I'm going to order that.
Mm-hmm.
What would be another favorite?
The plumping jelly is another one that I love. I mean, just being pregnant, my skin has been so thirsty.
Mm-hmm.
And so the plumping jelly is something I put on my face 4 times a day. I love
really?
It.
Really?
I love it so much.
And your skin. It's glowing.
It's the plumping. It's the pregnancy, but it's also plumping jelly.
Cool.
I love that. Normally, I would say spirit and sex dust. And I've been doing spirit dust while pregnant. I haven't been called to the sex dust.
Interesting.
But normally, I start my day with the spirit and the sex dust, hot water, and the vegan collagen protection that we make.
Amazing.
So now I do the spirit dust and the vegan collagen. And then also like a breakfast burrito with a full avocado.
Yeah.
I've like eaten so much food since being pregnant.
Yeah. I bet. I mean,
nonstop.
I can only imagine.
Yeah. It's exhausting.
Oh my God. Yeah. That's what some of my friends have told me about breastfeeding as well.
Yeah.
Like a marathon. Of
you
like
just
eating
can't and, stop eating.
Wow. So are you vegetarian or anything like that, or you don't have
No,
label?
I've had, you know, periods of my life where I'm really mostly eating raw food, if not all raw food. you know, this was like probably in the 90s that was happening and like early 2000s. And then there have been periods where I couldn't imagine eating anything that's an animal product. It just does not resonate with me. And then there have been periods in my life when I'm depleted and my body calls out for some eggs, some raw butter, some bone broth. And I usually dip in and get what I need and then step back. I think my natural inclination is really plants, green plants, good fats. I'm really attracted to that. I feel best running on that, but I'm also open to taking in other products as I would a medicine.
Totally. I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good approach. Sounds like you listen to your body and what it needs.
I do.
Best thing that we can be doing.
I know. There's like no guilt, shame, and question at this point around what my body needs, whether that's a nap or some raw butter.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes that means that, you know, it wants ice cream.
Yeah.
And to not have shame and guilt around that.
Right. Releasing that shame and guilt is so important.
Yeah.
I think that is everything. Our mindset, if we can go into eating something or doing something with a healthy mindset, it's probably going to serve us very well.
Yeah.
One more brief interruption from this conversation with Amanda to talk about Silver Fern Probiotics, my favorite probiotic brand on the market, because it actually works. It is DNA verified, scientifically backed. Tons of studies have tested that this probiotic actually exists and lives when it still hits the gut. So it's really, really good for us. We'll help you with that gut flora that you need to digest better and feel good and not have that pesky bloating that so many of us have when we are dealing with gut issues and an imbalance of bacteria. So I want you guys to know that you can go to silverfernbrand.com and use the code BLONDE at checkout to get an amazing discount on their products, everything from probiotics to digestive enzymes to plant-based protein powders. And the brand and I are working on something very special together that I will be able to talk more about soon. So definitely keep an eye out for that. If you're looking for a good plant-based protein powder, I love their chocolate so much. It is so delicious and just really sets my day off on a good tone. It has probiotics in it too. So it's also really good and healthy for the gut. I got both of my parents on it. We're taking it every day. We take their digestive enzymes 3 times a day. And I just started taking their fiber, which my colonic hydrotherapist is happy about because she's been wanting me to take more fiber forever. So that's the dealio with Silver Fern. You can also hear the founder and CEO, Charity Lighten, on episode 106 of this podcast to learn more about probiotics and the gut and living a really radiant life. So let's head back into this episode now with Amanda. So as far as pregnancy and herbs and adaptogens, is it safe to take all the different herbs when you're pregnant, or like, do you avoid certain things that you normally would have?
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot to avoid. And then it really depends on your comfort level. You know, a lot of people really want to adhere to FDA recommendations, and the FDA says no to many, many things. The FDA will say no to things that have been used traditionally by humans for thousands of years in other cultures. But at the same time, the FDA will say it's okay to take NyQuil and prescription drugs and things that I would not choose to take. I would not feel safe about that. So, you know, some of that I look at, the FDA has not actually done human studies on pregnant women because it's unethical to study on a pregnant woman. So there are some animal studies that would make them believe that it's not safe. In some cases where there's an herb I really want to take and I feel attracted to and I've had history with and it feels right, I defer to TCM or Ayurveda. I will go to my kinesiologist and actually muscle test, and I'll speak to herbalists and make sure that it's okay. But I have been taking Super U while pregnant. That is my own experience. I'm not recommending anybody else do that. It's really their own choice. And I have been using Reishi regularly, which feels really good.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a very good tip. It's everyone gets to choose their own experience.
Yeah.
And clearly you feel amazing. You look amazing. You're radiating. You are due in what, like 2 months, a month and a half?
Yeah. So wild. It's kind of just starting to hit me where we're having the baby at home. And I love my midwife. And so there really is, there's the birthing window. There's a 5-week window when the baby can safely come at home. And so that 5-week window begins in 7 weeks.
Wow.
Is that what I said? My math is really my brain is welcome.
Me too.
Welcome to the third trimester.
What month it is all the time.
But so, yeah, that begins, like the countdown is, we are here.
That's so exciting.
Yeah.
So will you take some time off around?
I'm going to take 40 days and I'm going to be really strict about that 40 days for the recovery of my body, also for my baby.
Mm-hmm.
And so that 40 days for me will really be no work, no phone. I'm going to hand my phone over to my husband.
Really?
Who will be checking my phone. See if there are any emergencies. Like, he will be my emergency contact.
Mm-hmm.
I won't be spending my time on Instagram or reading the news. I don't want radiation in the same room. I really want to use the time to nurse. There's just an incredible amount of nursing that happens. Like, you can't actually believe.
I can't even imagine
how much nursing happens in the first 40 days when you really truly do just nurse on command. And
right.
And that will be the only thing I'm worried about is feeding that baby whenever they want it and holding them and keeping them really on my body for that 40 days. And that helps with the regulation of temperature, heart rate, immune system, just by that much nursing, bonding that, you know, really stays with a child forever, and to have that time with my family. You don't ever get it back.
Totally.
Yeah.
That sounds so nice. I'm so excited for you to have that time.
Yeah, I know. 40 days does sound, it's like 40 days comes and goes, and then
I'm sure.
And then I'll be back on. You know, I'll be with baby, but back on the case.
Yes. Wow. That's going to be such a nice time.
Yeah.
I love that. So what is your day-to-day like? What's a day in the life like outside of those 40 days?
Every day is so different. You know, last week I was in New York working, working long days. Falling asleep in a hotel and waking up really early and doing it all over again. This week I had a shoot at my house on Monday. And I had to finish up final copy on a second book. So I was scrambling to do that.
Exciting about the second book. Yeah, very exciting. Is it another cookbook?
Yes.
Yay.
Yes. I picked my son up from school. It's really something that I like to commit to and be there for. So I get him at 5. Sometimes my husband will grab him. I've got to stay in the office late, which was Tuesday, Wednesday. I was in the office. I was in the office last night until I got home at 8. So that was like a 9 to 8 kind of office day. Today, did some computer work at home. I'm here with you. I've got a meeting with somebody who flew in. I get to make up for not getting to hang with my son last night. So we're going to picnic in the park after a soccer game.
Fun.
Yeah. So I just, you know, I put the hours in. I burn where I need to. I'm constantly on my phone during the work week, taking care of things night and day. But I really do try to also get that layer in of being there for my child, appreciating what I have, being really connected to my husband and my son. I think there's a way to do both. You just can't do everything in every moment. But even within a day and a week, you can be there for everything.
That's such a good tip. Yeah, I mean, that balance is so there with you, like I can see it. And so people listening, I think that will be so inspiring. You can have this thriving business and this amazing family life and also time for you. You can do it all.
Yeah. Time for me though.
Yeah. Do you have time for you?
I haven't had that in, I have, you know, time for me these days is laying on my bio mat. My son is like doing something, playing, I do have those physical exhaustion moments where laying on the bio mat and letting my mind just do nothing and letting my limbic system just unfurl is so important.
So nice.
Looking at the trees, trying to get a walk, if I can get a walk. Trying to find a friend that, you know, I can just like laugh with. Laughter is so nice. Yeah.
So that's your you time. Do you have any spiritual practices?
I do. I meditate. It's really nice. My husband meditates as well. So that's something that we can quietly share together, which I think has been just so important. To each of us individually, and to be able to have that in a marriage and a home as partners and as parents in the midst of everything feeling, you know, what could just be overwhelming and chaotic. It's a really nice thing to share.
Yeah, that's so nice.
A good sex life and shared meditation is like, I think marriages can work.
Yeah.
With those two things.
I think so too. Maybe everyone should get some sex dust.
Yeah. Sex dust and meditation.
Yeah. How did you and your husband meet?
We have known each other pretty much as long as I've known my son.
Oh, wow.
So that year, I keep meaning to, I'm like, I just kind of tune in with an astrologer about what happened that year. Because that year, definitely a window opened up. And my two soulmates I met. It was not romantic with my husband until it happened in a moment. It happened in a day. I didn't believe in that story of you're friends with someone, you respect someone, you have love for someone. And then one day, you know, it's like some time code activation, the portal opens in a moment. You look over and there's your soulmate.
Yes. How long did you know him before that?
I guess I'm gonna go back and do the math. So how old was Rohan? Rohan was 5.
So I guess I had known him for five years.
Oh my gosh. I mean, I can relate. My fiance and I, Jonathan, right there in the picture. We were best friends for 3 years. And then it literally was a moment.
It's just that moment.
And people always ask me, did you ever think about it before? Were you attracted to him before? Did you have a crush on him? And Jonathan and I both really say no.
No.
Not
and
that
that's
we.
That is true.
It crossed my mind. The timing was so not right. And he was just my friend. I just loved him so much as a friend.
Yeah. It is wild, especially as an Aries.
Mm-hmm.
And I really do identify with when I know, I know. It's I've got 99 problems, but making a decision is definitely not one. I know. And here is the biggest thing that's happened to me in life. And I had no idea. I actually had told myself the story that I just wasn't one of those people that was going to have a soulmate like that in this lifetime. And then I had my son. And then I had my practice. I had my relationship with God or nature or energy. And that I just wasn't going to have a marriage or a soulmate. And that was okay.
And then look what happened.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Sometimes that portal just opens and it's wild. And when it happens at the same time for both people.
Yeah.
How could you not believe in soulmates?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Wow. Is he in this wellness world as well?
He is a musician.
Oh yeah. You said that.
He's a musician, but, that is something we really share. When I found him, he was on the green juice. He doesn't eat grains. He takes the adaptogens every day. I mean, obviously we knew each other and he loved moon juice and was in there. And but as a musician, he's on tour a lot and really has to take care of his body and uses acupuncture and herbs and is a 20-year meditator. So
sounds so awesome.
I know. There was not a moment of me coming in and introducing him to anything. He was already there. And so to come home and have your sexy husband also make grain-free, delicious food with vegetables and I don't know,
kind of the best.
It is the best.
I'm so happy for you. Your life over the last 8 years really has changed.
It has changed. It really is. I don't think I stopped often to reflect or stop and pat myself on the back or really, it's not in my nature, but certainly, there is this 7-year-ish cycle that's coming around where I can look at it and really reflecting on a lot, especially walking into a birth. It's such a moment of surrender. And feeling what I feel inside, allowing this child to come through and opening to that and really assessing where I am right now and what it honestly feels like inside of me. It's like one of those things about birth, I would say, going for an unmedicated birth is maybe quite similar to what I hear people talk about when they are taking ayahuasca or preparing to do that. There is a surrendering.
Yes,
there is
I bet.
you just let what needs to come through. So it is a reflection point. Just in myself and witnessing what's inside.
Yeah, that makes sense. I just experienced ayahuasca in January, and there is such a surrender. Just a, okay, whatever needs to happen is going to happen, and it's all for the best and along for the ride.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm excited for you. It's a good, very special time you have coming up.
I know. I'm excited to see what's there, you know?
Yeah.
Like you meet death in that moment.
Yeah.
It is very, very psychedelic in the way of like there's no hiding in that birth process.
No.
Whatever is in there, you will meet. You will face. It comes up.
Did you have your son at home as well?
It was a 4-day home birth.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And we transferred in the last moment. To a hospital. And so in the end, he was an unmedicated vaginal birth. My midwife and my doula right there. So
amazing.
So it happened. It just wasn't the exact setting I had planned on.
Yeah. But it sounds like it was still quite natural and amazing. So something I ask everyone who comes on the podcast, if you were a color, what color do you feel best represents your energy?
Oh. What a cool question.
Hmm.
I'm going to close my eyes for a minute and tune into that. I feel like right now what's coming up is purple. And
I see that.
And I think it could have been like orange 3 weeks ago. And sometimes like a misty whitish pink. But when I close my eyes, I got purple.
I love that. Yeah. Purple. The crown chakra. It's when I close my eyes, I see purple.
Yeah.
That's very cool. I also see white for you.
Yeah.
I see like, I mean, probably because you're wearing this beautiful white outfit and all behind you is white, but I do see that. So, final question. What is on the horizon for you and for Moon Juice?
Oh, gosh. So much. So much. There's a new book coming out in October. We have a new product that I'm really excited about. That's launching in the next 10 days to 2 weeks. Can't remember the date where we are exactly right now.
Me neither.
That is happening. We've actually got 5 products coming out in the next 6 months.
That's huge.
That I'm really excited about. And we've been working on for over a year.
Cool. I can't wait to see it.
Yeah. We've got a revamp of Venice happening and then a revamp of Silver Lake happening. I think that probably having a baby all over again, going back to that,
mm-hmm.
I think that is really going to change my perspective. And so I'm excited to see what will come out of that.
Yeah. I'm excited for you. Do you think you'll open more shops in the future?
Potentially. Potentially.
A lot of people wanted to know if you would open elsewhere, like outside of Southern California.
I would love to figure that out at some point. Or digital growth has been so profound, but it's a lot keeping up with that. And the way we like to have stores is that, you know, there's really a lot of education and there's a lot of quality control that happens daily. And so I don't know how to do that in another city.
Yeah.
Right now.
Understandable.
Right now. Yeah.
Yeah. Right now. We'll see what happens.
I know. We'll see.
Wow. So tell everyone where they can find you.
Oh gosh, where can you find me?
Moon Juice.
Moon Juice on Instagram. I'm also on Instagram. I'm at Amanda Chantal Bacon. Although my name is Amanda Rogoff now.
Yeah.
I have two names now.
Totally. When did you get married?
I got married. Oh, my anniversary is this Sunday.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah.
Happy early anniversary and early birthday.
Yeah, I know. But two very exciting things. Two births. Two births in that month. Yeah, I guess that's where you can find me.
Incredible.
I'm also wandering around Los Angeles.
Right.
Come find me.
Yeah. Yay. Well, thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much. This was so exciting and fun to have you on. You're full of such awesome knowledge and grounding energy. It's just so, so amazing to have you here.
Oh, it's so nice to be here. Thank you for having me.
Of course. All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening to this episode with Amanda Chantal Bacon. She's such an expander for me. She literally radiates. When she's sitting in front of me, I felt like her skin was glowing from all angles. The beautiful white from behind her head here in my office was just like radiating all around her and making her look like an absolute angel. And I'm just so inspired by her and by everything she's built. It's basically incredible. So having her on the podcast was pretty much a dream come true. Like I said, I've been a fan of everything that she's been doing since I was in college 8 years ago when she was creating Moon Juice. I was in college just living a very like relaxed, laid back kind of life and getting really into health and wellness, but it was still really new to me. So finding Moon Juice was thrilling to me. Then I went vegan, started doing juice cleanses, all that stuff. Moon Juice was my first ever juice cleanse. And now it's so fun to see everything she has built and everything that the brand has turned into. It has truly come so far. So thank you, Amanda, for coming on. I'm sure you inspired so many people listening, our amazing Soul on Fire listeners. We are all very into all of the great health and wellness stuff that we chatted about here in this episode. So thank you guys for listening. If you feel inspired to rate and review the show, I would absolutely love to have you do that. And as a thank you, I will send you my Soul on Fire yoga ebook, which is full of 400 pages of goodness, yoga. It is definitely for the beginner, but also good for the intermediate, anybody who just wants to incorporate more yoga into their life. So I will send you that completely for free because I'm so grateful for these ratings and reviews. So send me that screenshot to jordan@thebalanceblonde.com. Thank you also to our sponsors. We have the amazing Four Sigmatic. Use the code BLONDE at checkout for 15% off all mushroom coffees. We have our new sponsor, Sweaty Betty, who I love, love, love. Go to sweatybetty.com/podcast and use the code BLONDE for 20% off. Get the power legging. It's amazing. You'll never want to take it off. Just mark my words. I'm completely serious. And lastly, we have Silver Fern, my favorite probiotic brand. And I'm just really excited for you guys to hear what I'm creating with Silver Fern. And when we're able to share more, we will. I think it's something that everybody's going to love. And you can use the code BLONDE at silverfernbrand.com for an awesome discount there. And yeah, thank you guys for being here. Most of all, I'm just incredibly grateful for you. I wouldn't have this show without you. So thank you for listening. Whatever you're doing, wherever you are, I hope you're having a fabulous Soul on Fire day, and we'll chat soon. Mwah.